Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. If you're back at Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I don't like to eat out a lot. One is I don't want the additional salt, preservatives, and two is I want to save money. Hey, you know, I'd rather, yeah, we had the Packer game on last night, stay home, eat some leftovers, eat light, work out, watch the game. Man, it's kind of fun seeing Aaron Rodgers get all ticked off. He's not a happy boy these days. I don't know what's happening to the Packers this year. I really don't. Probably injuries and things like that. I haven't studied their team. But go Dallas. Got Dallas this weekend. But I'm noticing a trend in my neck of the woods, and this is something I'm sure you're seeing, where these restaurants are empty. And last night, we were at Opportunity Village, which is an amazing, amazing charity that helps individuals with certain disabilities. And there's a big magical forest where you sponsor a tree and you decorate the tree. And so last night we were there for about an hour or two decorating our tree. And I posted the picture so you guys could see the tree. And hubby was hungry. He's like, well, let's go get something to eat. And one of my kids said, can you pick me up something? And, you know, we're like, fine. So we're looking. We're like, you know, empty parking lot here, empty parking lot here. So we go to one restaurant, and it wasn't empty, but it was really light. And by the time we got done with sandwich, couple things, $80. And this happens time and time again. I get a text, don't forget ranch for the fries. Right? And luckily, I don't think this place charged, but I'm like, you know, these places keep charging. $2 for ranch. This extra. I swapped in one restaurant. I wanted Swiss cheese on my chicken sandwich because I didn't want Jack. So asking for the Swiss cheese upgrade, another $2. And so when you have a family of three or four and they're being hit with an $80 bill, that doesn't even include tip. And, you know, it's not like, you know, we're going to Outback Steakhouse, okay? I like Outback Steakhouse. When we want to go out fancy, we go to Outback Steakhouse. You know, it starts to really drive the way you're going to spend money, the way you're going to go out. I'm meeting a good friend of mine for lunch, can't wait, but I'm a little nervous. I am anticipating we're going to be spending about $40 for lunch. Each of us a sandwich, order water, drink whatever. Tax, tip, because I like to tip at least 20%, going to be about a $40 lunch. And you can't spend $40 on lunch. $40 used to be an outfit. I mean, $40, you used to be able to, that would be a train ticket. And now it's for a couple sandwiches? That's a problem. And I don't want to sit here and sound cheap, but I can't spend good money on things that shouldn't be costing that much, but it's not the restaurant's fault. Everything's going up. Swiss cheese is expensive. So I'm not faulting these restaurants. If you're going to upgrade, and a slice of Swiss cheese is the real cheese, but like the Jack you could get in like this bulk and peel it off, and it is going to be more expensive. So that restaurant has every right to charge extra. When you have a son who likes ranch with everything. He wants to dip his pizza in the ranch. He wants to dip his fries in the ranch, even though I yell at him that his cholesterol is going to be high. Stop it. Yeah, that ranch costs money. These restaurants have every right. There's a restaurant chain. There's headlines about this restaurant chain. Cameron Mitchell has 43 restaurants across the United States. He says his prices are doubled. He has doubled the prices on the menu. Doubled the price increases. So rather than, you know, inflation being a certain percent, you know, if your salads or side salads were, let's say, a side salad was $5. I'm seeing side salads now for $9.99. I'm not saying I'm that restaurant chain, but it's getting too expensive. And, you know, I've been to Costco and Sam's Club, and I've run into restaurant owners at Price Club at Sam's Club, at Sam's Club and Costco, and I've seen the lettuce they buy. I go, when I order a salad, that's the lettuce. I can buy my own lettuce. I can make my own salad. You know, we spoke about how a lot of people don't eat healthy when they eat out, and it's because they don't want to spend $15 on a salad, especially when you could buy the lettuce yourself, put the dressing on it, and you could do that for a couple bucks. So, you know, as much as I don't want there to be a recession, and I don't want to think about an economic downturn, what has been predicted is happening. You just can't sustain a customer base with prices that high. And a middle-class family can't be going to a restaurant and spending $80 to go out to dinner. It's not worth it. It's, you know, and you know, going grocery shopping, that's a whole other thing. I got the turkey for Thanksgiving. The turkey is $50. That was just a small turkey. We're already at $50. I haven't even done the potatoes and the stuffing and anything else. And we're just going to do something small because I'm going to be working most of the weekend. And my husband and son might be out of town for part of it. So it's not like we have to make a lot of leftovers. But if we can't even get past the $50 mark with just the turkey, I mean, when they say, oh, Thanksgiving dinner is going to cost the average person $63 to feed their family, hell no. It's a lot more than that. You know, and there's always somebody who wants some diet soda. Have you seen what diet soda costs? I don't think diet soda is good to drink, so we don't buy it. But every now and then I want to have a little Coca-Cola in the house for an upset stomach. It's like $2.49 a bottle. It used to be 99 cents a bottle. So I don't know. This inflation rate is 7%, 8%, 9%. We're not technically in a recession because the GDP didn't shrink as much as they said it would. All I know is if you can't get a dinner for under $80, like, you know, for a family of four, if you can't get a sandwich for under $20, if you're getting charged for your Swiss cheese and your ranch dressing, and you have restaurant owners saying, look, guys, we don't want to do this. It's just things are expensive. They have to pay their staff more. They have to offer more benefits. Insurance is going up. All this stuff is going up. That is why we predicted a year ago, even before that, how we are in a recession. Because at some point, people are like, I can't do this. And restaurants can't stay open. And we're starting to see closures. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. and as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, America Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so if you're like me, I'm not a very good cook. And I have like a little segment I'm not going to do today. Because some of you don't know how to make a turkey, so I have a how to make a turkey Dr. Dahlia style. For those of you that follow me for cooking tips, I don't see why you would. But some of you guys are that desperate, so we'll play that segment next week. But the big mistake I always make with my turkey is I don't think about Thanksgiving until the day of. I wake up, I'm like, oh, we have today off. All right, let's start cooking the turkey. Well, if the turkey's in the freezer, you're stuck. So, 1 year, I'm like, I'm going to be on it. I'm going to take the turkey out the day before. Again, not enough. For those of you guys that have a greater than 20-pound turkey, that turkey needs to be out of the your freezer this weekend. You need to start thawing your turkey now. Now, that doesn't mean you leave it on the counter. We don't want you to have anything sitting out there at room temperature. But there is an art to thawing your turkey. So let me kind of tell you guys what the latest is. Now, I think the FDA or the USDA recommends that you allow one day thawing at a safe temperature for every 4 to 5 pounds of weight. So if you have a 16-pound turkey, you got to start 4 days prior. So that would be Sunday. If you have a 20 to 22-pound turkey, one of you asked how big a turkey, what was the size turkey I got for $50? I don't know. I'm going to take a picture of it because I post everything on Facebook anyway. And I'll post it because I can't think of it now, so I won't be able to tell you guys during this show. But all I know is it cost $50, and I don't think it was a super big turkey. Because what I do is when I go to the grocery store, you have all the turkeys, and they're really cold and they're heavy. And when I go grocery shopping, I don't always have my husband or sons with me, so I have to lift it by myself. And I could lift 20 pounds. I could lift it, but it's cold. You know, and turkeys are hard unless you could take it by the rope or that netting. It's really hard to lift a cold iced turkey because my hands get really, really cold. And so, but I picked a smaller one so I could lift it and stick it in my cart because I had a whole bunch of bottled waters. So I don't think it was that big. And when I looked at it, it was like $50. Also, when I go to the grocery store, I go to the self-checkout, partly because I just don't want to wait, and there's not a lot of cashiers. And when you go, I'm at Albertsons, it says the price out loud. So, you know, your tampons or your water or your toilet paper. And it says $5.99, $10.99, $2 discount or whatever. So the turkey, when it said $50 and whatever cents, people were looking at me like, what did you spend $50 on? I mean, this is a grocery store. You got milk and, you know, milk's up to $5.69, but what did you spend $50 on? I'm like, my turkey. They were like, yeah, that look. Oh, yeah, don't be looking at my shopping cart. Don't be looking at my shopping cart. I run into people all the time, and I don't mind. I'm an open book. But when strangers, you know, they come up to you and they size you up and they look at you and then they're like, get the hell out of my shopping cart. Okay, I'm buying this for a friend. I'm buying this for the office. Leave me alone. All right? It's a lot of Cocoa Krispies. Well, yeah, because it was like buy three for under $5. It was a deal. Anyway, okay, so let's talk turkey. Let's talk turkey. Do not leave your turkey out in room temperature. Early on, you stick it in the refrigerator. Now, that's another problem. How many of you guys have room in your fridge for a big-ass turkey? We don't. I have to move over all the leftovers and the alcohol and take the beer out. You can take the beer out. Now you'll have room, okay? Boxed wine, all that. You can use cold water if you screw up. For those of you who don't listen to the show, that's a good number of you out there. There's a plan B. And I'm going to give you guys plan B also. But if you have a turkey that's under 12 pounds, you got to stick it in your fridge 3 days prior. So 3 days prior from Thanksgiving would be Monday. So that's if you got a little baby turkey. Little baby turkey. If you got a turkey 12 to 16 pounds, it's going to take about 4 days to thaw, which means you got to start on Sunday. If you have a 16 to 20 pound turkey, you need to put that turkey into the fridge on Saturday. And then if it's over 20 pounds, you need to take the turkey out now. So after this segment, go run home and take out the turkey. If you got a bigger than 20 pound turkey, and then it has to sit in the fridge. That, I know, that's a problem. And how many of you guys think about that? You don't. Let's say you screwed up, and you're like, go. All right, what you can do is you can do the cold water method. And the cold water method is where you have it soak in cold water. Now, that doesn't always work. If it's a little tiny baby turkey, you could soak it for 2 to 6 hours. If it's 12 to 16 pounds, it's 6 to 8 hours. 16 to 20 pounds, 8 to 10 hours. And if you have a big turkey, 20 to 24 pounds, they say you could soak it in cold water for 10 to 12 hours. The problem with the cold water is you need to keep changing it out because the cold water gets colder. And then it also can get bacteria on it. I don't have anything big enough to hold a turkey. I mean, a bathtub. I guess you could stick the turkey in the bathtub. You could do that. You could try to thaw it with warm water. I have cooked a frozen turkey. And my thinking is the oven is going to be, what, 360 degrees? So that'll probably help it thaw. That you can't do that. You cannot cook. I've tried it. Okay, now, first of all, quit washing your turkey off in the sink. All right? Things are splattering all over the place. You're not going to sterilize it, and you're spreading salmonella. So you don't necessarily need to do that. If you cook it correctly, because some people are like, well, I want to, you know, wash off the poo-poo. I mean, you could use a rag then, but don't be splattering. Don't be trying to wash a turkey. It's going to splatter all over the place, unless you got a real deep bin sink. I mean, I guess you could wash it in the bathtub. The problem is my dog will jump into the bathtub. I wouldn't really wash a turkey in the bathtub, especially if that's where your tushy sits. Okay, so cooking. All right, so you got to set the oven for 325 to 350 degrees, and then you cook it. If it's under 12 pounds, you got to cook it for about 4 hours. If it's 12 to 16 pounds, 4.5 to 5 hours. 16 to 20 pounds, 5 to 5.5 hours. If it's over 20 pounds, that sucker's going to be there for 6 hours. So if you're doing Thanksgiving at 2, then that sucker's got to be in the oven by 8 a.m. So those of us that go, we're going to sleep in, that's why I always mess this up, because it's like my one day of year I get to sleep in, and then by then it's like 10 a.m., and there's just no way to get the turkey done. Cooking times is about 20, 30 minutes per pound. So if it's too hard to remember 20, you could do like a half hour a pound. So if you got a 16-pound no, I don't think I like that, because 30 minutes, that would be an 8-hour cook. You could pretty much do it under 6 hours. Now, you need to make sure that the turkey is cooked and that the internal temperature is at least 165 degrees. Don't just stick your thermometer in the wing and go, we're good. You got to get it into the deep breast or thigh, and you got to get it in there and get internal temperature. We're talking like a proctologist. You got to get in there. Do not test the stuffing. You got to test the meat. You got to do it at least three places. If you have a larger bird, I would even go for 175 degrees. So innermost part of the thigh, thickest part of the breast, innermost part of the wing, but I would avoid the wing. So, you know, sorry we had to talk turkey. FDA has a lot of recommendations too, and I'm going to post this so you guys have it, but we really want our meat to be at least 165 degrees internal temperature. And then you're going to have leftovers. And a big mistake we make is Thanksgiving takes so long, nobody helps clean. So you're like, okay, you know, we have everybody here, whatever. And then you're like, okay, well, somebody's going to offer to clean. And then nobody does. Okay, so you've been sitting there from 2, now it's 3, 4, the game's on, you watch the game, food is still sitting out there. Finally, you make some hints and go, man, we're going to have some leftovers. If any of you guys want leftovers, you can take some. So people go and they take some leftovers, but they still leave the crap out. And finally, somebody goes, let me help you. Well, it's 10 o'clock at night, and you're like, no, just get out of the house. I could have done it myself. Be careful with the leftovers. Those suckers have to be refrigerated right away. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Because do you continue to maintain that the border is secure?
Yes, and we are working day in and day out to enhance its security, Congressman.
Anyone with a screen can see Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas' claims to Congress that the United States southern border with Mexico is secure is quite inaccurate. Texas Representative Pat Fallon on Newsmax claims Mayorkas may not be living on this planet.
Just absolutely egregious. And maybe he's not living on this planet. Maybe he's in orbit around Neptune.
The California driver that police say intentionally drove into 25 law enforcement recruits jogging down the street has been released from jail. 22-year-old Nicholas Joseph Gutierrez is back out on the streets after being released from custody. 16 recruits suffered minor injuries, 4 had moderate injuries, and 5 are in critical condition. Gutierrez is due back in court today. USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I'm the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So when, during the Democratic primary, the candidates were promising to wipe off student loans, I got a little nervous about that because you got to be careful about promising, because then you have to double down and you have to do everything to make that promise go, even if the practicality of it starts to present itself and make you realize you kind of got yourself into probably a little bit of deeper water than you thought. And so what started out is we are going to wipe out student loan debt. And students were thinking, and you know, graduates were thinking, I would be able to have no student loans at all. $300,000 gone. $400,000 wiped off. These student loans debts gone. The reality of it hit, And it was like, no, you know, we have to print all this money for COVID. If that money doesn't come in, we could be in trouble. So what went from knocking off $300,000 or $400,000 or $500,000 in student loans for some people came down to $10,000. So $10,000, which seems like a drop in the bucket, still ends up costing trillions of dollars. And you are putting students and graduates through an emotional roller coaster. You're also putting those individuals who didn't borrow or borrowed less or paid off their loans through an emotional roller coaster. So now they have to make good at least on the $10,000 or they're really going to be in trouble. Now, judges have looked at the situation going, well, wait a second here. That's a huge overreach. Biden or any presidential candidate can't just say that we are going to take contracts that exist between a student. I don't know if you ever borrowed money from the government. It is one hell of a contract. I mean, it is a contract. Talks about repayment, talks about default. So when you have a legal contract, the reversal of it, or the, you know, we're not going to hold you to it, and we're going to actually make partial payment for you, alters the contract. And I'm no lawyer, but that starts to make things a little bit difficult. And in fact, there's already discussions of lawsuits going, wait a second, I signed the same contract, and I went by this contract, and now other people don't have to go by the contract. They could become a mess. So we've had judges already step in and say this is overreach. The executive branch can't do it. Congress could make a law, change the way, you know, these are done, modify contracts. But at this point, Biden can't. Well, the Justice Department is now taking this to the Supreme Court. And yesterday submitted a legal filing saying that Americans are going to face financial strain if the plan remains stalled in court when loan payments are scheduled to restart in January. So one thing that I was supportive of is the student loan payments being paused. And it was a real bonus that there was no additional interest accrual. Very cool. At some point, though, you need to go back and pay on your loan. Those of us who tried it with our car, those of us who tried it with our house, we were like, I was like, maybe we could put off paying, save some money. Oh, no, those banks were all over us. But the federal government was like, look, we're going to give you guys this break, which is nice because 2 years of no interest, 2-3 years of no interest, pretty fantastic. When people say, but we're going to have all these Americans in hardship, well, I, how many more years do you go? Now, one thing the government could do is say, well, nobody has to pay back on their loans. Just everybody can wait. But the average borrower is going to be a little nervous by that, going, look, okay, do I have the loan or not? My John Hancock is signed to something where you guys could go after me. And if I start to spend my money now that should be going to loans, you know, I'm budgeting it. Already we've had people, you know, very open about how if they get that $10,000 knocked off, they'll be able to travel now or they'll have more money to go out. That's not what it was supposed to be designed for. According to the Biden administration, people are starving. The college graduates are starving, and they need that money to feed themselves and to get through life. Now, the average person that didn't go to college is like, what the hell are you guys talking about? Okay, when do we get relief? So it's tricky, and I said this from the beginning. You know, once you promised it, it was a cluster. So instead, go to all the universities and tell them to chip in and use that money to buy down the loans. Every single university that these people have loans with, it's a finite number, ask them to chip in money and then use that money. But it really shouldn't come from taxpayers or people who didn't go to college. That's just not fair. It really isn't fair. And the next question people have is, okay, well, if you're going to write off the student loan debt, what about those of us with car debt? You know, there's some people who bought a Tesla. They owe $50,000 on that car. Is that going to get written off? You know, what else gets written off? The home mortgages? I mean, if you really want to help people, then help buy down their home mortgages. But then what does that do to people who are in apartments? You know, you really start to, you know, so you're only helping those that are able to have a home, but not those that are, you know, don't have the money to buy a home. Same thing, you know, it was a mess from the start. But I want the students to receive relief, but what I really want is students not being charged $300, $400, $500 to try to get through medical school or law school, going out of state to college. I mean, I didn't go out of state, I couldn't afford to. Which is kind of unfair that you're going to help pay off the loans for somebody that said, you know what, to hell with it, I'm just going to borrow and I'm going to go across the country. Whereas other people are like, you know what, I'm going to kind of save money and I'm going to do, you know, in-state or community college and not borrow that much. I don't think it should be an extra $30,000 a year if you're an out-of-state student. Yeah, I mean, I think the costs are exorbitant. So the Justice Department is going to the Supreme Court, even though Amy Coney Barrett, Justice Barrett, held off moving forward. It doesn't mean she's pro. It's just she's like the Supreme Court shouldn't be involved at this point. But the White House wants the Supreme Court involved. And so Biden wants to write off $10,000 in federal student loan debt for those who make less than $125,000 or couples under $250,000. Pell Grant recipients, which gives additional money, will for financial need, will also be eligible for an additional $10,000, so $20,000 off. And again, it's a nice thing that they're doing. It's nice, but it's not as popular as people think. And you know, now for me, I don't care that I paid off my student loans. I don't care that I went to in-state school. I would have not done it differently. Having gone to UNR and UCLA, UCLA was fantastic, but UNR, I got more hands-on because it was a smaller class size. So I was already delivering babies, performing hysterectomies, taking out gallbladders, whereas the students at UCLA didn't get to go that far in their training. So it was as students. So I wouldn't have swapped my training. So as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't matter that I paid off my loans. I don't mind. But I do mind that this is on the taxpayer. And your neighbors that gave up college because they couldn't afford to and didn't want to be indebted to the government didn't know that all of a sudden the rules were going to change in 2022. So I think it really should be that the colleges jump in, and the colleges that got the money are the ones that do this. Because if we keep writing off student debt, who is limiting the colleges from charging arms and legs? 1-877-DOCTORDELLY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I want to look up the quote Kevin Costner's dad gave him about working. It was, never let another person outwork you. I've heard him say this not only in an interview about his father, but also I think he used it in his role in Yellowstone. And it was, I got to find that quote because that was really interesting. And I'm Generation X. So us Generation Xers, we learned that you were going to have to bust your butt. There was a lot of competition at school. In fact, I remember in my early, early years in school, in maybe it was kindergarten, there was ketchup and mustard. And you could be mustard or you could be ketchup. Now, I hated mustard. I wanted to be ketchup. But the teacher said, I can't be ketchup. I'm like, why not? Ketchup are those that have to catch up. You're already top of the class. You're mustard. I don't want to be mustard. I want to be ketchup. Nope. You can't. But for the teacher at the time, this is what, late 70s, to have as a demarcation where a student is known as ketchup and another student is known as mustard and they split the class up into ketchup and mustard. I mean, public humiliation was a thing. How many of us got spanked in school? I got spanked and I went to 12 schools. The spanking stopped by, I think, the sixth grade, but I would get spanked. They would call you up, Dolly, get up here. And I'm like, what? I didn't do it. That wasn't me. That was somebody else making a joke. No, get up here. Time for your spanking. And my friends were like, yeah, get a good. And, you know, you'd be giggling and you'd have to stand there and then they would swat your butt in front of the whole classroom and then you'd sit back down and you'd be giggling. It really made no sense. One of my teachers had a cane and would smack us in the butt with the cane. And my father's like, what's going on there? Who's he doing? Because I was in the fifth grade. And in the fifth grade, you know, you got a little bit of booty. You know, fifth grade. Like, my dad's like, what's going on in the classroom? Who's doing this? And it's like, we would rather than getting spanked with a paddle, we'd get swatted in the butt with his cane. And then the dunce cap. Only once in one of my schools did I have to wear the dunce cap. It was Mr. Eby, my art teacher. And he got mad at me, and he made me sit, and it was the second grade, and I was bawling with the dunce cap on. It was public humiliation. So as a Generation X, you knew that, you know, if you did wrong, it was going to be publicly humiliating. You had to bust your butt. And if you wanted to get something done and you wanted to succeed, you had to be better than everybody else. Now, in medical school, I really didn't want to compete, you know, because I'm like, look, I'm trying to get a husband. I found a husband. You know, I just want to get married. I don't want to beat anybody to getting married or beat anybody with the scores. Just everybody do their own thing. I'll help you guys, whatever. We really, luckily, thank God, in my medical school class, had a non-competitive thing. Because whoever wanted to be the top of the class could. You know, me, once I knew I wasn't going to go for surgery, I was like, I don't have to be super competitive. You know, and I had to work. That was the other thing, too. Once I knew I had to work and help support myself and send money to family and do what I was doing, I was like, I'm going to be out of the running anyway, so no big deal. But I have always known, and I always have done this, where you got to work hard. And you got to bust your butt. I can't take a day off. This Thanksgiving, I'm still going to work because there's going to be patients that need it. On Christmas, I work. On Hanukkah, I work. On New Year's Day, you know, once the hangover's gone, I work. So I have always worked hard. And when you see what's going on with Elon Musk, and I guess he gave them a hardcore email basically saying going forward, to build a breakthrough Twitter 2.0 and succeed in an increasingly competitive world, we will need to be extremely hardcore. In this memo, he said this will mean working long hours at high intensity. Only exceptional performance will constitute a passing grade. Now, when I read something like this, I think back, well, that was honors geometry. That was honors algebra. That was AP bio. That was pre-med. It doesn't faze me what he said, because I was told that if I want to be a doctor, I'm going to have to work my ass off. And then, I mean, down to the femur and the hips and the pubic rami, and I won't have any butt or skeleton left by the time I get done. That was just par for the course. That's just what you do. Now, though, there has been a big push, and understandably so, for work-life balance, for not working to the grind. And in fact, I tell students, don't do what I did. I didn't see my boys grow up because I was with patients and at the office at 6 a.m. and wouldn't go home till 7, 8 o'clock at night, some nights 10 o'clock at night. Why? I have a family. You know, I love my patients, but, I, you know, you you know, there are other things more important in life. And the reason why doctors get burned out, the reason why a lot of people get burned out, is they look back and go, I gave up my youth and I should have made better choices. So we are now in a situation where we have quiet quitting, where people at work would brag on TikTok how they'll just hardly work and, you know, put work-life balance first and kind of sit and watch the clock and eat on the clock and play on the clock. And, you know, if they fire me, they fire me. I get unemployment. And this is starting to become more of a thought process. The breaks are getting longer. There's more breaks. There's more time off. I think in California, they want a pilot getting paid for 40 hours, but only working 32. Well, Elon Musk has a business to run. Now, I'm under the impression that some of these businesses are not doing that well with that culture of, you know what, we're going to pay you for an extra day off free every week. The money's just coming in. I'm not getting that. I'm seeing prices go up. I'm seeing layoffs. We're hearing that there's going to be massive layoffs. And so now we have Twitter, you know, Elon Musk taking over Twitter, which I really don't care about the company that much because I don't really do much with Twitter. But he's bringing up and again, you can't have the pendulum swing back and forth to where you're quiet quitting versus working your, you know, not having your fingernails left with working. But there has to be that concept of, in order to be successful, you have to work hard. Steve Jobs worked hard. Mark Zuckerberg worked hard. Jeff Bezos. These people that made it the way they're, you know, even Donald Trump. President Trump didn't just take vacations. You don't hear when people insult him and criticize him, they don't necessarily say he's always in the Bahamas or he's always in Hawaii or he's always on the beach. He's sitting there and it looks like he's always working. And I think he does work a lot. And so, Biden's been going to Delaware a lot and maybe it's for treatment. We don't know what's happening with him. And mind you, look, he's almost 80. At that point, I get that you might be getting tired. But, the concept of why are you working so hard? You know, I had a job and I was told, don't work so hard. Just clock in, clock out. And I'm like, but there's things that need to be fixed and I want to make a difference. I want to help out. There's stuff not being done. No, just clock in and clock out. And I'm seeing this. I'm seeing this across all industries. So my question to you is Elon Musk wrong about saying, look, we're going to be kind of working hard to get this improved, or is he overdoing it and it just doesn't apply in this day and age anymore? 1-877-DOCDOLLY, don't go away.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.